Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on LanzarotteMix.net, LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio 107.6 FM. Studio in Residencial Laura. It's sun is shining outside and there's a bit of wind, but not too bad. I think it's warming up considerably different to yesterday. Michael said he had torrential rain.
Yes, we did.
But I had very little here, so who's not switched on?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, no, yeah. Anyway, it's programme 452 in the current series, and I'm Robbie North, and I've been joined today by...
Stu Ogwin.
And Rick Easton.
For some reason, we're having some...
Technical problems,
but I'll try and resolve them. Anyway, yes, so no Noria at the moment. I think she's busy in Arrecife at the moment, so whether she turns up or not is immaterial. We're going for an hour, and we'll see what we can do. I provide you with some entertainment, or not, as the case may be.
Still playing up.
Yeah, it is.
There we go.
I think that's
we're
it.
Here.
I think I've got it.
Better say good morning to Wayne and Amanda.
Good morning, Wayne and Amanda.
Good there morning, go. Wayne and Amanda.
Oh, we're back with Buzz again.
See what they've done?
Oh, it's something to do with, I don't know, I think we need a bit of WD-40 on there.
I think
there.
It's something to do with the bloody mixer, which shouldn't have happened, but anyway. So we're... Where are we?
We're here.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't moved.
Okay. Well, are you going to do some talking or what?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Michael's been to Fuerteventura this week.
Well, I have, yeah.
And with Wynne.
Yes, on our motorbikes. And do you know, the price of the ferry has gone up again.
Well, what is it now?
For a motorbike and one, it was €34.
I've got 42 is return. That-
Exactly.
Is that your with your
my motorbike, my crash helmet?
No. With residence. Money off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you booked it through the thing.
What's the thing? Do you mean the office?
The app, or did you go to the office?
Do you know? Every time I try and book online. I fail and have to go to the office every time.
But you do tell them that you're a resident, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I give them a hammer card over it. Yeah, it was €34, which...
But one way?
No,
two ways.
All right, okay.
Yeah, but it's gone up.
I think it cost me... It breaks down into things, because it cost me €8 each for me and Linda, and then there were the car...
What are you going on? What are you talking about? The Olsen or the RMS?
No, Olsen.
Oh, yeah, I was on the Olsen, which is the dearer one.
Supposedly.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer the Olsen to the Armas.
Yeah, oh. I mean, I only did that because Linda's doesn't like walking.
The Armas with a motorbike is a nightmare. They pack you in, there's hardly any room. All the straps are old and rusty, and anyway, there we are.
There you go.
So yes, it was a very nice day out. The weather, superb.
Good, good.
Couldn't be better.
Well, no rain then?
No. I want to go back to that, yes, actually, about rain, because it just shows how localised weather can be here. Now, you said yesterday, not a lot of rain and wind, but you got rain and wind, but not a lot.
No, I mean, obviously, like you, to both of you, I battened down the hatches, and so everything was closed up and everything. We had some overnight. This was the night before, but not a lot. Very little in the day, and then some overnight last night.
Yeah.
Well,
but nothing compared to what we'd been.
Okay,
told.
So I'm what, 4 or 5 kilometres
ugly,
away.
Yes.
No, yeah. About that, and we were woken up at 3 a.m. I won't say what with. This will. By torrential rain, really high winds, chucking everything about on the terrace.
No.
And
I think it's because of where you are, Mick. I know we only caught the edge of it, the last back tail end of it. I mean, it came down heavier yesterday afternoon for us in Las Peñas than it did in. Mm. I don't know what it did for you, but in Yeza. Steve phoned me and said that had I had a tornado because it had lifted sheets of metal up from next door neighbour's garden.
Yeah.
You know, so it's regional. It was regional, as heavy rain goes.
Anyway, that's done the weather. I want to talk about the new law that's been passed.
When's
this week in the Canarian, in the government. Which affects the whole of Spain, and it's the new law regarding holiday rentals of EVs.
Do you want some music first?
Well, do I look?
No.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play this then. See if you can work out what the link is.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. Walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. Stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of the graveyard. It's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard. Sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of do now, my darling, you're wrong. I'm going back out before the rain starts falling. Walk to the depths of the deepest black forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty. Well, tell them some poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damn dirty prison, where executioner's face is always well hidden. But hunger is ugly where souls are forgotten, where black is the color and none is the number. And I tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it and reflect it from the mountain so all souls can see it. Then I stand in the ocean until I stop sinking. The note might sound well before I stop singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard.
If that wasn't clear enough for you, that was Brian Ferry, Roxy Music, and A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. But obviously the link was rain.
Yes.
Without anybody worrying about it too much.
Bit of a dance squid it was for us.
Yeah. Hello, Tina, hopefully, and Alan, I'm guessing they're listening.
Yeah.
And Chris... same to you and anybody else that's listening that hasn't listened to us for a while. It's only we seem to be concentrating on 1 hour programs because of circumstances which well involves me but other people as well, but we try and make it entertaining, of course,
with the news.
Sometimes we make some faux pas, but there you go, that's life. Right, Michael, what I've read about this new introduction of this new law is actually not as stringent as was first proposed. Or didn't you think that?
No. This has been passed this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when the original proposal was made, some of the things in the original proposal have just been either reduced, softened, or eliminated totally.
It's much more sweeping than that. I'll run through the main... I'm really pleased about it, because I don't want V&Vs where I live, but that's just been...
No, but that... go on.
Yeah.
You say what you're going to say.
Okay. I mean, I won't... I mean, it's quite sweeping, there's a lot of it, but, I mean, the first thing is... Holdy Rental, and I don't know if this is retrospective yet.
It is.
Good. Okay. Holdy Rentals will now be classed as business activities for tax purposes. Okay. Well, obviously, they've all got to get mandatory registration. They've got to collect, if you're running one of these, this has been mentioned before, but it's now law. You've got to collect data from all your renters, whatever you want to call them. So
data is what?
Passport, etc., etc., etc.
Well, didn't that come in other year as well with anybody that was staying with you, family-wise as well?
It did.
They're supposed to carry a note.
But this has now got to be, you've got to do it, and it will. You've got to report it to the tax office.
Yeah.
Okay. This is quite an interesting bit. Councils will ensure that at least 80% of houses in an area remain for residential use, except if in busy areas like Playa Blanca, Portus del Carmen, and it must be 90% retained. So really cutting down on them.
Jesus. I'm trying to work out there because, I mean, that must be... That don't leave a lot for V. We're talking VVs, aren't we?
What's actually being said by the authorities that this will reduce virtually by a huge percentage the amount of VVs there are, because people will not be able to comply with the new registrations.
Right.
But the problem is that the problem isn't the VV registrations, it's the people that rent out properties and don't declare it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's aimed at, yeah.
Now, one of the things is mentioned, or was mentioned in a sort of an editorial, is that there's going to be an awful lot more work for the local ayuntamientos personnel.
Yes.
To check things that are in place. But they should have been doing that for years.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, this isn't from the new law. This is the existing law that should have been checked. And I can remember that we've had scares in the past about roaming teams of inspectors going checking throughout the islands that things are being done properly.
Well, I'm going to be quite honest with you. I mean, we've had people from IATM into our house. Last year, we had
staying? How much did you charge them?
two ladies came to our house last year, and they came into the living room. We invited them in, and they were asking us if it was our house, and have we got all the information? And I said, yeah, I can get you if you want it. And she says, do you live here permanently? I said, yes. You don't rent it out? No. And that was last year. So there is people do go around and check, but yeah, whether they've got permanent staff to do it, you know, I don't know whether it was just a one-off.
Well, here is where the retrospective part will come in. First of all, the community. At least 60% of owners have got to agree to this. Now, I know for a fact that where I live, nobody has ever agreed at a meeting to the to the VVs, and also the board of a community can now put a surcharge of 20% on the bi-monthly or three-monthly fee that you pay.
Because they're making money out of it, and they're using a lot more water.
Well, it'd be 20% on top of the payment that you're already making.
That's true. I am lucky, I suppose, because I pay 85 euros a month, and so 20% on top of that would take it up to 93.5 or something like that. So,
but you're just talking about people who've got VVs on your...
Yeah.
Not you yourself personally.
No, I understand.
Oh, I see. You're working out what it would cost other people. With VVs.
But only with VVs. There has been some. I don't want to particularly talk about my
circumstances.
No, my community. But we've already had discussions, not official, because obviously we only have.
AGMs
and EGMs, but we're waiting for an AGM actually this month, so it may come under discussion.
The other thing I think, just breaking you off me, is you cannot. It's something about a VV. You can't live in that VV, can you? If you own it,
no. If it's a VV, you're not allowed to live there. You can visit your own VV.
But
you can't live in it, and it's quite a reduced amount of time that you can visit your own VV.
That's right,
It's really quite strange.
And another very stringent measure that'll people probably won't be able to comply with, the minimum usable area for a holiday rental now is 25 square metres, okay?
But it's extended if it's something to do with the fact that there are facilities like a pool and other things.
Well, it goes on from that, yes. So it's got to meet safety and quality standards, but with at least one additional condition. So as well as all the other stuff, it's got to either have parking, swimming pool, or proof of a job creation.
All right. Is Does it need a socorrista, a lifeguard at the pool? Does it say anything about that?
It doesn't, but the answer to your question must be
yes.
If it's going to be a legal requirement, then yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And parking. Designated parking.
Well, we have that.
Hmm?
We have that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't. I've been here nearly, well, next month I'll have been living here for 15 years. I've owned the house a bit longer. But going back to what we were talking about, I have never, ever been visited by anybody to inspect my premises.
No.
I mean, not that I've got a VV, but, nobody turns up and says, like Stuart had just said, nobody came in and said, do you live here, do you live here full-time, blah, 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 at all. So they're going to have to employ a lot more people to do inspections, unless they already have, of course.
Hmm. So, just a few headlines coming. Well, we mentioned the storm caused a lot of problems at the airport, a lot of diversions.
A lot of diversions, weren't there?
Yeah. And this new entry system at the airport.
Yes.
Correct. Anybody experienced it yet?
Well, I've seen people reporting.
Somebody put it on yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah. Some people are reporting no problems. Other people are saying, oh, you have to wait hours and hours, which I'm not absolutely sure is true. But anyway, that's by the by. It's something that's been introduced, something that we've all got to cope. Well, I don't, because I'm trying not to leave the country, but to come back in it. But it's something that's been implemented by the EU and it's Schengen. And that's what you've got to understand, that there are rules, and the UK has rules. I did actually venture out of Lanzarote a while back and went to the UK and with my friend, and we had to obtain an entry certificate for my friend at the grand old price of €16, I think, and it only lasts for about 6 months, and then you have to renew it if you want to go again. So this EES is cheaper than that and actually more useful.
But this is for non-EU visitors. They've got to have their...
Well, that's, no, not just visitors. Non-EU residents.
Sorry, yeah.
Non-EU, yeah, residents. That's us. We'll have to use it.
No.
No.
That's something that's quite strange.
Well, how do you get by it? Is there going to be a separate...
No, you produce your TIE.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is for fingerprints and facial recognition.
Oh, sorry, yes, yes.
Yeah?
They've already got ours.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do it every time you arrive and leave?
No, that's what I was saying. If they're coming in, that really, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know how they do it. When you used to go to airports, it used to say, non-EU residents, this aisle. EU residents, this aisle. Then it changed when we had Brexit to EU residents, UK, and non-UK residents. Am I right? I think or something like that. It Leeds and Bradford Airport, it did, anyway. Whether that was a build-up to what they're doing. So whether they'll do it here when we return, and it'll say, the same, non-EU residents, and then EU residents, it really should say, and residents, so that's it. You should be able to go to that aisle. Oh, it's putting in ChatGPT. Are you using ChatGPT?
No.
Your new friend?
No.
Oh, right. Oh, you were just answering back, were you?
Yes. We mentioned about the new road going into the health centre in... Did we mention that on air?
No, we mentioned it off air.
Okay.
Between ourselves.
Well, it's costing £930,000.
It is, yes, yes, yeah. That's what gets me.
It's quite strange that they're putting the bloody road in, but they haven't finished off
the swimming pool.
The swimming pool.
No.
That's centre.
Is that still in the air? Because nobody's mentioned that for a few months.
Oh, yeah. Nod has been having photograph opportunities all over the bloody place.
Well, that's the...
It's a bit like dog shit. Anyway, but...
That's the same as him not telling the truth. About we're going to have last month three boutique cruise ships in, but they didn't. They went to Arrecife, which is more than happened yesterday and the day before. All cruise ships cancelled here. They couldn't get in. Yeah. Not here, Arrecife.
Yeah, it's already all booked up, isn't it?
Huh?
It's all booked up, isn't it?
No.
Oh, what?
Weather.
Oh, weather. Yesterday, sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
Like the planes coming in. And being
there were one already there.
So it mentions,
I mean, I know the planes don't land at in the port, but the, you know what I mean.
But the strange thing is that they can land at Fuerteventura.
And I don't understand that, because I was sat in a cafe at the end of the runway on Wednesday, and it's so it's much more exposed than here. But, much more.
But when you say that, what's after the end of the runway?
Sorry, what?
What's after the end of the runway in Fuerteventura?
Yeah, nothing.
A cafe where I was sitting.
A trading estate, yes. That's where I got my car from.
Yes.
No, what I mean is it's land, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's land at the other end.
Oh, I see.
Here, it's quite a lot shorter.
It's mountains as well, isn't it? And of course, where was the wind blowing from? It was blowing from the south.
Yes, you're right, it
so
was.
So they were landing over the... They would have had to land over the...
Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
And that will be very, very dangerous.
Because there's no ILS.
No, no. Mm. That's the reason, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, we didn't... This road, for the new Salute, the Salute, they're saying it's to extend a road.
Yeah, I think it's the Las Brisas one. I think...
Yeah?
I mean, I've gone beyond Las Brisas and into that estate.
But that's a dead end, isn't it?
It is a dead end, yeah. It's where some English friends of ours used to live. And I wonder if they got wind of it, because they sold up. And it's that if you go to the petrol station,
mm-hmm.
that's how you get to their house was the last one in that dead end road. Mm. So you came up and round, and theirs was the last house.
But for that road to exit, it would have to go out onto the dual carriageway. Which is not going to happen.
If you go up, opposite Las Brisas, there is fencing. It's a single lane for about 40 or 50 yards. And I'm wondering if that's where the road's going to go, to the Salud, across the back of the car park.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. You used to be able to, actually, I don't know whether you could still do it, but you used to be able to drive across the open ground, and it would take you into the car park
in yes.
front, not the Salud car park bit, but the
main car park, the one that's dirt.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not sure whether you can do that at the moment because of the non-existent sports centre.
I mean, I know it costs money, as Mick's just explained, £900,000 or euros for the road. To tarmac that car park and put automatic barriers and charge for €1, €2, something a day or something like that for that car park, mm-hmm. wouldn't go amiss, would it?
No.
Wouldn't go amiss, I don't think. But they don't seem to want to do that with car parks. No, yeah, if you go to Costa Teguise, they've got massive car parks. It's all tarmacked and free.
Yeah.
Right down the back.
It is odd they've never got round to doing that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Very odd.
It's odd that they haven't got down to finishing the bloody sports centre.
Yeah, like everything else.
And the last bit of the quick updates, Ryanair have gone to 100% digital boarding passes, so
You can't check in with a printed...
No. Does that help?
Well, that's...
Well, it helps them.
Yeah.
Because if you forget it, they still print...
Yeah.
It out and charge it.
Yes, charge you a double money, unbelievable amounts of money.
But one of the things that they are doing is saving you printer ink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, there's other problems. What happens if you run out of battery? And
you have one of them power packs that you're not allowed on playing with.
No, yeah, absolutely. Now, I understand. The logic is... It's supposed to be faster, but I don't think it is.
No,
it's just one of those things.
You'll still queue. It's just a matter that you don't have to put the piece of paper over the counter.
Anyway.
Yes.
Some music?
Yes, please.
Yes.
if you weren't aware, that was REO Speedwagon, REO Speedwagon, and back on the road again. Now, you two guys, you using ChatGPT, are you?
That's Michael's new friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just learning.
I used to ask Wayne and Amanda all sorts of stuff, but now I don't have to do it.
Oh, right.
ChatGPT.
I do.
If I needed stuff, I used to ask Wayne and Amanda.
Did you?
Yeah, and now I use ChatGPT.
I can't do that, of course.
No, well, you can. You can message
him. Well, I could message, yeah.
But you've got ChatGPT.
I've got it on my phone now, yes, and I'm starting to learn it about it.
There you go.
You've been using it quite a lot. For quite some time, sorry, haven't you, Steve?
I have, yeah.
For your trains?
Yes. Yeah. There was a lot of questions. And what it does is it virtually searches all the internet and comes up with the positive answer. Wayne started using it for emails. It writes emails for you, the best email, how to contact people and talk to them. He's had a bit of a problem. So he asked ChatGPT about this problem, and they told him who to get in touch with, because he named the item that had gone bad, and he got him. I think he put him in touch with customs relations or something like that.
Wow!
So yeah, it's very clever.
It is.
It is really clever, and of course there's other things that there's other artificial intelligence that does pictures as well. ChatGPT is a subscribable app, but you get so many uses free a day.
Yeah.
So if you're going to use it a heck of a lot, it's like subscribing probably would assist you better.
Right. But anyway. So if you pay, like everything, if you pay...
Of course. I mean, these things don't come free.
I was going to say there's a lot more artificial intelligence facilities, which you actually just said, but apparently ChatGPT is I won't say simplest, because it seems to be very effective.
It is.
It's the initial one that most people start with and then move on.
I mean, it'll even show you, or tell you, and this is my example, if I wanted an LED to flash on and off, I can ask it to show me the circuit board I would require to make and the components to go on it, and it would list everything and show me how to make that, because you can make your own circuit boards by etching, and that's what it would do. And you can make your, and there's a thing called a breadboard where you can actually use it's a fun. Funny thing, it's a piece of board with a load of holes in it. You put your resistors in, you put your capacitors in, and they all contact a plus and minus, and then you can make your own loose circuit board, and then design your own circuit board that shows you.
Yeah, you can send your designs away now, can't you, and actually get them
etched. Yeah, that's another part, but that's a physical part about it. But ChatGPT does.
Well, I've just bought a rather expensive and complex tyre pressure and temperature record system for my bike. So I looked at the handbook and gave up. So I asked
ChatGPT
to show me how to set it up and whatever. So
it scans the whole internet for anything related to it.
Yeah.
Very clever. Anyway, onwards.
Well, yes, this is an interesting subject. I was going to say you two, but for all of us, really, I think. It's
it's not exercise, is it?
A geriatric consultant. Alonso. Anyway, he's offering a series of tips for your later life, which we're all reached anyway, for greater autonomy and therefore quality of life.
Making me redundant, just ask ChatGPT.
Yes. So, you need to have reached 40 or 50 years old with as much muscle mass as possible. Okay? You have to maintain that for good nutritional status. You need to eat with others, as that's one of the most effective ways to get to eat more, all right?
Right.
And so it goes on.
So it's not getting you to diet then?
No, it's not. No. It's just saying when you eat with someone, you cook, you prepare more elaborate dishes, you have a better life plan. I'm not sure about all that. As you get older, do you find you eat less?
No.
No, okay.
Have you seen my belly?
You're northern.
Have you seen my belly?
I do eat less, but then certain meals I eat too much.
Yeah.
And I know I've eaten too much because I become bloated. But of course, there's a last bit. It's like I don't like to waste food. So that if I cook something which is a large portion, I'll eat the portion.
Yes.
Instead of
okay.
Probably.
And that's a healthier way of doing it, Robin, because I should do that. I should look at my plate when Linda's, and she always says, do you want any more of this or do you want any more of that? Because she makes quite a lot of stuff. And I think to myself, if I had half of that, I would feel as though I've had a meal in my own brain anyway. But that, there you go, yeah.
What, you mean you've got one?
No. No.
Who is it, Michael?
I don't know, I'll just look it up. I'll give up. I want to know.
So, one of our listeners, Wayne, has just put, could ChatGPT deliver the mixed news and make Mick redundant? Well, funnily enough, I'm going to go back onto that very quickly, because if you think about it, it can make thousands. In fact, I'm not so sure whether it already has started, but it could make thousands of people redundant. If you look at insurance companies, if you look at programmers, software programmers, these things now can actually, you know, write the programs before these people even sit down to do it, because the machine code's already there. They make a machine code up and they work off that. And ChatGPT could just, well, not just ChatGPT, but AI could do it and make thousands redundant that do paperwork and everything. And I fear for the future for that. I do, I really do. Sorry, Michael, carry on.
That's okay.
I did break off.
How many people live in Las Breñas? Ish.
I'll ask
Wayne, look at ChatGPT and tell me how many people live in Las Breñas. I don't know why.
Well, which one of you lot...
I don't live in Las
Breñas. No, you don't. Which one of you lot have contacted La Voz?
Oh, no, I haven't.
For what?
Unless it's Wayne. I can ask Wayne. Why?
Well, because somebody has, from Las Breñas, and demanded that a bus pass through the town.
Well, it may be the woman that was stood at the bus stop the other day when we went past, and Linda says, she's a lot of hope.
Right. Yeah. Well, they want it to connect your town with Arrecife and Playa Blanca.
But there is two buses.
No, you've got one, it says, only one.
No, there's two. There's one comes in the afternoon at about quarter past two, and then there's another one in the morning that goes to Arrecife. So the Playa Blanca's the one in the afternoon.
Well, they're saying that currently your nearest bus stop...
is La Jolla.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's one of your neighbours, she's 84.
Yes.
She's complained there's no supermarket in the village, and it's too far carrying shopping bags.
Why did they go and live there? That's what the reason I went to live there. I know it's not a green policy to be using cars all the time. And I said this the other week. Did not Timofeyer purchase autonomous buses, or did they not get them?
You're talking about the driverless electric buses.
Yes.
They weren't powerful enough to get round.
Well, why don't they use them to come up to Las Breñas?
But why didn't they know they weren't powerful enough?
Exactly.
And not only that, did you see that about... Sorry, I'm changing it off that subject.
No.
Did you see that about Denmark? And is it Norway or Sweden?
Norway or Sweden.
They bought loads of buses from China.
Oh, yeah.
And they've just found out that they all had SIM cards in for updating, but they also have a kill switch because the software can change. Mm. So now they're looking into taking the SIM cards out. But if they do that, the software won't update the buses. Bit like Volkswagen.
Yes.
Oh, I still.
I'm sorry to say that.
I haven't done the update. It says it's going to be 2 hours.
At least.
Well, it says 2 hours to me. And it says, can't use the car in the time.
That's correct.
So each time I see it, I think, oh, I'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
And then tonight comes along.
And you forget.
And I forget.
Yeah.
Right. So Wayne's answered back. He says, Las Benias is quite small. It's quite small. 389 people. It lies in Yeza, where 38% of the people are foreign nationals.
Okay.
Fine, thank you for that one.
Well, it seems a lot of you inmates of Las Brenas
are inmates or inbreeds.
It's not a prison.
Inmates.
It seems you keep up very late hours, because one of your neighbours has said the bus drops her off in La Jolla at midnight. Okay.
I didn't know the buses run yet.
And I have to walk for up to an hour to get home, and I see lots of elderly people walking down at midnight.
That's probably me sleepwalking. Yeah, I could imagine, yeah.
Yeah, but it's from La Jolla, it's uphill
the way to
Las Brenas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be quite honest with you, if I'm driving out of the village, I can pick people up that's walking down to the bus stop. And I ask them, and I've done it twice this week, and I've asked them, are they going to Las Brenas or are they going to Yeza Way? And they tell me they're going to Playa Blanca or Yeza. And if they say Playa Blanca and I'm going, I'll take them. I'm going that way, it's car share. Only thing is, I don't do dogging. Anyway, there you. Yes, it's. You're
sorry,
quite
just right. To clarify, did you say dogging?
Dogging. Yeah, the thing being is that, yes, it is awkward. But I just thought about, where are these autonomous buses that they bought? You know, would that work?
They were sent back. To Barcelona.
Oh, right. Because there is no bus stop between La Jolla and Playa Blanca.
No.
Or La Jolla and Yeza.
Okay.
So them buses would be straight. You know what I mean? There's no worry about anybody sticking their hand out to bloody stop.
Be ideal.
Yeah, but I mean, I believe even in China, all the autonomous transport has a driver standing there, so it doesn't save on paying wages unless you're getting 2 yen an hour.
But probably driven better.
Yes. I mean, it's marvellous how they do it. Even the trains are autonomous. Anyway, so this is people in Las Benias complaining about no supermarket. We did have one. It wasn't a supermarket, but
it was in a restaurant.
It was, but prior to that, we did have a parade of shops. Oh. They're still there, but it's all shuttered up. Yeah, and that's just right opposite.
But you've got Lidl's just down the road, haven't you?
Yeah,
so, yes.
And hopefully a Mercadona. Have you seen where they're digging out?
Opposite, yes.
Opposite. Have you not found out?
I haven't found out. I don't know.
Opposite Lidl's.
Yeah,
they've cleared it all. They're digging down now and they're putting...
Fencing
round, huh?
Yeah.
Because the laundry's up and running, isn't it?
That's up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Up at the top.
So you were right about that.
I just fancy a Mercadona.
Do you?
Yeah, because we've got Hyperdinas. We've got Hyperdinas Express. We've got Hyperdinas and we've got Overseas. Are you?
We'll sneeze.
You're going to sneeze?
I was going to sneeze.
Just sneeze?
But I'm not.
All right. Anyway, there you go. So, yeah.
This is boring, but Noddy, the mayor, has collared 70 grand from somewhere to improve the wastewater macerator system, sewage. Because we're constantly having problems with the town beach at the moment.
You mentioned this.
We talked about this last... We couldn't determine.
Not about that, about the Mercenary, but you
we couldn't determine where the ship was coming from.
I mean, funnily enough, the band that Disco Dave, he mentioned it about the Barranco yesterday, about the water and how it comes down the Barranco and onto Town Beach and away. But there's nothing running down there during the day on normal sunny days. So it's not that that's polluting it.
It's coming from somewhere.
Town Beach.
Just have a quick piece of music and then...
Because
we're getting towards the end.
So the shows seem to be a lot quicker in an hour than they do when we're doing a two-hour one.
Okay. Anyway.
Siempre que te pregunto qué, cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando. Quizás, quizás, estás perdiendo el tiempo. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando. Quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperando. Quizás, quizás, estás perdiendo el tiempo. Y pasan los días y yo desesperando y tú contestando quizás, 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 quizás.
That was Gabby Moreno and Quizás, Quizás, Quizás. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. You might recognise it, but wonderful, wonderful song. Michael.
Yeah. If you fancy chicken, it may be in a bit of short supply.
Why?
Because the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries and Food has ordered the confinement of all poultry all poultry farms that raise birds outdoors because of avian flu. They've named one that is actually prevalent in right this moment now, which is a bit worrying because on Wednesday, I ate in that area, Pahara in Fuerteventura. Right. But anyway, the confinement is across the whole islands. 1,199.
They could confine them to Las Breñas, like all the citizens that live there. Inmates of Las Breñas.
Bird flu. Hang on. Didn't this happen in England?
Yeah.
Some time ago.
What's that?
Bird flu.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. What everybody's got this time? This flu we've all just had, what's it called? Is it called?
I don't know. I've just had my flu and COVID jab.
Pig's flu or something. Swine flu.
Yeah.
Swine flu.
That's right. Coming up, you've got time. Sunday the 23rd of this month.
I'll be away.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no. What? Can it?
It's the Club La Santa night run.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, night run.
Why would I want to do that, Michael?
Because it's something different to do at night. 5 kilometres.
Well, they do it in Las Breñas at midnight, down to La Jolla. People walking about, old folk. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not really a night run, it's 1800.
Box sets, here's one for you to watch. Harley and Davison.
What?
Harley and Davidson.
Why? I don't like them.
No, but
it's about motorbikes.
It's a story of the two guys, or the three guys that started it. And it's a three box series. Really good. Started watching it last night. I've got the last one to watch tonight. I finished watching it about 1 o'clock.
Did you go out for a walk?
I went to La Jolla. Yeah. So there you go. All good. All good.
Yeah.
I can hear the music in the background. That's telling us it's nearly.
It is. It's time.
Nearly midday.
Yeah.
Englishmen go out in the midday sun.
Slightly more. Just quick finish on a serious note. 9 people arrested here in Lanzarote. Ah. Child trafficking.
Yeah.
Taking children from here. To other countries to film child pornography. Pretty serious stuff.
Well, I've never heard of any kids being missing.
No, I haven't.
Anyway, so...
I mean, I like children, but I couldn't eat a whole one.
No!
Yesterday we had a storm. We didn't mention that, have we?
Yeah, we did.
And
well,
today...
You had a storm, I didn't.
Yeah, and that... Well, no, Mick,
I had a proper storm.
And today, the sun shines.
Yes.
Back to square.
Hey. The beach was busy this morning.
Did you swim this morning?
I've been swimming this morning, yes. Yeah.
Well, that's all good. There you go.
Yeah.
So what's happening this weekend? I've got football tomorrow.
So when are you moving into your new gym then?
The 12th of December.
And that's with Freya Finch?
That's Finch's gym. Down by the Greek Sebastian's.
Natura Palace.
It's big. It's big. Three big rooms. Pretty good.
Good.
There you go.
And nearer for you as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'd just like to say to our listeners, we're not getting paid for any of this advertising.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah, no. It's very good. And there's a cafe right beside it as well for afterwards.
And round about now, we normally say...
That is us.